Yep.
And we will go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right.
Okay.
Good. All right. Fair enough.
Well, that's
good.
That's go. That's how you start a podcast. All right. So
now we just need some meat on these bones.
Yeah. We've got an intro. Now we need some filler.
All right. Okay. What can we fill with this?
I just shot a YouTube video. Right?
Yeah. That 3D print guy.
Thank you. Good on you. Fuck you. And I just realized. Like looking at myself in the camera now, I had one bit of hair. I just looked at the footage, review the hair. I had one bit of hair right in the middle of my head sticking straight up.
Oh.
So I'm probably going to get
like at the back?
No, at the front.
Like an alfalfa? Oh, at the front.
In the middle of my 3D glasses, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. You are going to get a comment from me. That's
yeah, good, nice hair, douchebag. Yeah, just draw attention to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Oh.
Hey, right. Everyone, look at his hair.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I still live in hope that one day I'm going to find I'm Cool on a hard drive. Because when I do, that's getting uploaded to the internet forever.
I'm Cool.
One day
I'm Cool.
One day I will.
That'd be the thing that'd go viral, I'm Cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'm Cool would go viral.
Yeah. Do you still play around with that technology at all?
After Effects?
The lightsaber?
I did
the lightsaber thing.
I did for that one YouTube video I did a few back when I did the, was it the Batman?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you put the lightsaber through the fucking computer. That was awesome. Yeah.
So that was,
right. Cool. So. Are you doing a YouTube is haunted video? Have you seen these?
No. What are these?
It's this thing that's trending on Twitter where people pretend to do a normal video and then some, you know, their YouTube channel gets taken over and they get hung or...
Beaten
or severed or mashed or... Okay, fair enough.
No, it sounds stupid.
Right. Oh, does it? Okay. Wow.
I just shot that down, didn't I? I was like, no, that's stupid. Not doing that.
The party started off good, Bob.
Ah, dear. So...
I almost bought... So, I will tell you, you know how we're talking about... Just want to have one computer for editing, mm-hmm. one computer for podcasting, one computer for... internet searching.
Yep.
The charger went on my computer yesterday.
Right.
Was it yesterday? Or the day before it fizzed? And it almost forced me to buy a new computer because, you know, how much is a new charger for like a laptop?
Well, even cheap ones, I bought a second charger for my work laptop so I could use it at home and not have to unplug the charger, sleep plugged in. It was like $80.
Right, okay.
And that's
cheap.
That's for a, that's not for a, that's just for some generic piece of crap one from an electronics store.
Yeah, right, okay. Well, this one for a Mac, it's a MacBook Air, $129.
I wouldn't have bought it.
Like, fuck, I almost bought a new computer.
Why didn't you, man? Get away from the Mac.
Yeah, I'm going to. The next one I'm going to buy a, Compact Presario.
No,
I was looking at this sweet deal the other day where you get like 3 kilobytes of RAM.
No, not a compact. Compacts suck.
I'm joking.
I shouldn't say that because maybe compacts are good now. I just remember back in the day, the compact were just crap.
Yeah, no, they're shit. I had one. I had one probably a decade ago, and I got it through this work. It was like this work salary sacrifice program.
Yeah, I
so
did
they
that.
Took it out
I did
of
that.
Pay.
Yeah. I did that for my Dell. My Dell computer was work salary sacrifice. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a Dell as well, but my Compaq, it was a piece of shit. I got the blue screen of death every other fucking day.
Yeah.
I was always on the phone to their tech guys, and then our unit got broke into and my Compaq got flogged.
That's right. Yeah, I remember that.
And I was like, yes, new computer. Yeah. Well, they replace it with Compaq Presario. Yeah.
Now, well, let's talk about that for a second. Now, that was quite a few years ago you got robbed, but now, in hindsight, sorry, are you okay? I can hear some commotion in the background of your feed.
It's my wife screaming at our neighbor because he's playing his music.
Oh, you're kidding. You got this again?
Yeah.
You had that in the last place you lived, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you guys can't catch a break.
No. We have to move to the country. It's the only way.
Well, you're
going
to... Well, seriously, man, you might have to give up this city living and go to the suburbs.
Well, we're not even in the city. We are in the suburbs. We're like, well, I mean, we're 6 kilometres from the city.
Yeah, well, you're not suburbs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen to you. I'm 6 kilometres from the city. I'm practically in fucking Mars. I used to stick my arm out the window and I could reach Starbucks.
I could. I could put my head out the window and yell to the cafe what I wanted for breakfast. And then walk down there and get it.
Oh, dear. Yeah. So now it's been many years. Thinking back to that, the robbery or the aftermath with your insurance, was it, how do I put it?
Oh,
was it sweet?
I made the biggest mistake in the world.
What?
Well, I should have talked up that we got it because I didn't check.
Don't admit to wanting. Well, you didn't do it, but I don't think you should admit to wanting to commit insurance fraud. But okay, having said that, though, wasn't it good? Like, didn't you get all this cool new shit? Like, wasn't it really good in the end?
It was actually a pain in the ass, to tell you the truth.
Really? How come?
Yeah, because mostly we had jewelry flogged.
Yeah,
and you try to replace. I'm not having a go, but you try to replace my wife's jewelry.
Right.
That has sentimental value.
Ah, okay.
And trying to find like for like items.
Yeah, okay.
That's the thing. That's why I think insurance is a waste of money because.
Well, is it though?
We've claimed on it once.
I've never been robbed. So, how contents insurance for me has been like. Okay, so think about it. How many years have I lived out of home with contents insurance? At least 20 now.
Yeah. Yep.
20 years. I'm old.
Yeah,
and paying,
how much you pay in premiums?
Oh God, yeah, $1,000 a year.
Exactly.
So no, 20 not exactly grand. Under that, but must be about 15.
No, but I'm saying, let's say 15 to 20 grand in premiums. Yeah.
And if I got robbed, well, the thing is though, I think about it, if I got robbed now, and I live in Adelaide, for any potential robbers listening trying to track me down for the shit. Like, if I got robbed now, Plimpton, you know, in this room alone, and this is going to sound really stuck up, but, you know, I've got my camera gear, 3 laptops, my 3D printer. I've probably got 15 grand just in this room alone.
Jesus, yeah.
You know, tools and electronics and cameras and printers.
It depends if you're... It depends on the type of robbery, right? Because what the cops explained to us when we got robbed was most robberies are opportunistic.
Yeah.
And it's just a snap and grab, and they grab whatever they can. And in our case, they grabbed about $2,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
$800 computer and about $1,000 worth of jewelry. And that's all they could grab at the time.
So three or four grand all up?
3 or 4 grand maximum.
So are you going to get robbed every four years?
Yeah, and I've spent 15 grand in premiums. I could have just put that money away,
and
in the event I get robbed, just replaced it and still come out at a net 12 grand profit. Yeah. But then there's the case of total loss, like if your house burns down, you're fucked.
Well, that's right. So, exactly. Yeah.
So it's hard to know. It's hard to know. Yeah.
If I was just
a normal dude who didn't like make videos and record and do photography and shit and didn't have a shitload of equipment, there's no way I'd have insurance.
Yeah.
Because who cares about a couch, you know? Fuck it.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, replacing all the camera gear would be a pain in the ass.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey,
but yeah.
TV show I've gotten onto now. The new Westworld. Have you seen this?
Westworld.
Have you seen the original film?
No.
Ah. Well, this is...
Who's it got?
I should have told you beforehand.
Yeah, let me Google it.
Did you say
Gurgle it? Well, you can talk about it.
Did you say...
Yeah, Gurgle it.
Where'd you get that from?
I did. I said, let me Gurgle it. I don't know. You can talk about it still. Go for it.
All right, Westworld, the original film, Westfield. Did I just say Westfield? The original film Westworld, and I don't know if it's even based on a book. It might have been based on a book. Basically, it's
looked after by robotic hosts.
Yeah, okay. So it's a theme park of the future where all the staff are robots. And basically, you go there and it's called Westworld because it's like set in the Western, you know, old American West. So you go there and be a gunfighter, and the guns are all special that if you aim it at a robot and pull the trigger, the robot gets shot and dies. But at a human, that nothing happens.
Okay.
And then the robots...
if you get killed?
Well, you don't. That's the in point. You go there for a holiday, right. So you, you know, yeah.
Right.
And in the in the remake, this TV show they've got going now, if you get shot by a gun, it's just like getting hit by a paintball pellet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
right.
It just knocks you over. It doesn't kill you. You feel it, but it doesn't kill you. So, yeah, really. And then in the original movie, one of the robots like goes bad and kills people, and you know, he's gun.
Of course, they do. Yeah. The sentients always take over.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. This TV series, so it deals with like the artificial intelligence problem of sentience and stuff. So it's only I'm only up to episode 4, but it's really good. I'm really enjoying it. So
okay, who's the star, or is it different people?
It's different people, but it's got Anthony Hopkins. Okay. It's got Cyclops from the X-Men movie, okay. James Masterson, maybe, I don't know. It's got that chick who's doing really well in this. She's English, Thandi Newton. She was in Mission Impossible 2, she was in like she's been in a lot of English movies like Run, Fat Boy, Run with Simon Pegg and things like that.
So, I know her. Yep.
Who else is in it more known? Oh, the main robot programmer guy. He is out of Hunger Games and what else? I can't think what else. Sorry. So.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really
fair enough. And it's got Ed Harris in it. Did you say that?
Oh, yeah, he's Ed Harris. So yeah, he's the main bad guy. Yeah. Well, you don't know at this stage. He's it's unfolding very slowly though. That's a bit annoying. So
right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this on Netflix?
No, it's on HBO, or I'm watching it through this other site, which I've not heard of it before, but you pay a monthly subscription, so it's exactly like Netflix. It doesn't look dodgy to me at all.
Okay.
You sign up and pay, and all the TV shows are there. It's called TVFull.com.
Okay, fair enough.
So I'm sure
how much a month is it?
It's like €8 or something. I'm sure it's legitimate.
Did you have to route your IP through Czechoslovakia? Or
you do PayPal to some German site. But hey, how am I to know it's illegitimate?
It's a search. You're paying per month.
It's a streaming service. I'm paying. I'm not getting it for free.
It's just Netflix.
It's a .com. It's a .com site.
Fair enough.
How am I to know?
And would you say it is better or worse than the original movie?
Oh, way better. Old movies suck.
Right, okay.
Old movies suck.
Do they?
Yep.
Well, even Predator?
Hey, that's not an old movie.
Get to the chopper. Right, okay. Fair enough. Westworld. All right, I'll have to see if I can find it on TV Full.
Yeah, TVFull.com, yeah.
But at what point do the robots take over? They're going to at some point.
Oh, I'd say so.
Yeah. And there's the thing. Like, as soon as the machines gain sentience, we're fucked. There's no way out of it.
No.
I'm sorry. People just go, but you just program compassion in. Yeah, but then they write a program that makes them realize compassion's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think people understand the exponential rate at which they can rewrite their own programming.
I'm starting to think more and more about simulation theory, though. I think I'm starting to think maybe that's it.
Yeah, just, it is, right?
Well,
yeah.
Just some of the stuff in the world doesn't make sense. And then simulation theory would explain a lot of unexplainables. And much better than like something shit like God or something. So,
yeah. Well, the ultimate, Sims player.
Yeah. I'm just thinking about simulation here. I'm just thinking,
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Makes sense. Yeah.
And do you think Do you think it's like a sentient that's created the simulation for some sort of purpose, or do you think it's just a sentient that's created simulation for the hell of it, for a game?
Or is it humankind achieved a level where they finally got simulation theory and we're just one of the simulations?
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Or
here
did humankind achieve simulation theory? That simulation's running, then within that simulation, we've achieved a level of simulation.
Yeah, within a simulation, exactly. Right. Yeah, and there's then, that.
Well,
there's
when you get to, the second you get to like when you get to simulate, like say if you take reality, then get to simulation theory, and then once that simulation creates its own simulation,
yeah,
you're already at infinity, because then that's infinite then, because every infinite simulation creates its own infinite number of simulations.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yep. That's right.
So...
Yeah. Yeah. And do you think the other simulations are playing out the other infinite possibilities of scenarios?
Well, they could be.
Or do you think it's they just could be. Yeah, one of the
yeah, could be infinite scenarios, or it could be even infinite, infinite, where our laws of physics, everything is different. One, you know, yeah. same as multiple reality theory, in that we're just one possibility of infinite possibilities. Well, maybe there is only one possibility, but within that possibility, simulation theory exists.
It exists, yeah, exactly.
Or they all exist concurrently at the same time, and for some reason, I got this one! Where, whilst
you
want to
be the other version of you that's Donald Trump running for president?
Whilst I'm not starving and destitute, I could just use a little bit of luck.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Yes, I'm sitting here in a room with, you know, 10, 15 grand worth of equipment and... I'm wearing a beautiful, comfortable bamboo shirt. And
Got bamboo my Bose shirt. Whatever.
Shut up. Fuck you and your... What was yours?
Threadless.
Threadless, yeah. Well, threadless, I'm sorry. Yeah. False advertising, because I guarantee that shirt's got threads.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it does. Pretty sure it does. Yeah.
Oh,
oh my God. Yeah, we got the middle of the road in this one, but that's all right. That's fine. That's fine.
Well, is it...
I'm just waiting to see if my character's going to kill himself or not. Time will tell.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Yeah.
See, I go between simulation theory, and then the other one I go back between and I heavily get into is that where, like, the remnant of a space program of a planet that was destroyed.
How? What do you mean?
So a planet, let's say a planet wherever had some sort of space program.
Yeah.
And it sent life to Earth to see if it could grow life, like algae or bacteria or some shit. So it went, we can try to colonize Earth.
So you mean like at the start of Prometheus, where the alien's body dissolves and then goes into the water and that starts life?
Never seen it.
Ah, well, that's the start of Prometheus. One of the aliens. Right, okay. The alien goes to Earth. Unpopulated Earth billions of years ago, drinks some magic alien fluid, his body disintegrates into, you know, nothing, or not nothing, disintegrates into molecules, into the water, and that's what sparks the first organism.
With the purpose of trying to create life, or he was just
That's what's left ambiguous in the Prometheus thing, was he doing it to create life,
right,
or was it an experiment? Who knows? Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm saying like a planet has gone, that's Earth, we think we can colonize it.
Ah, right.
Let's send something there.
And now we're
the sends it here, the algae starts to grow, and then a meteor has hit that planet and it's completely destroyed and we're fucking left here to our own devices.
Yeah. Ah, right. Yeah. So the intention was our creators would have come eventually and gone, we created you guys. Well done, Ant Farm. You've done well.
Yeah.
But instead they got destroyed. Yeah, yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I like
now we're fucking left here.
What, you know what I think? What scares me is if somewhere there's an alien civilization and teenagers, like young kids, went on a camping trip to Earth billions of years ago.
Yeah.
And one of them, and it was meant to be zero impact, and one of them didn't care, jerked off. And our life, as life as we know it on planet Earth, started because some horny teenage alien jerked off billions of years ago on a camping on school schoolies. What do you call it in America? What do they call it in America? What's schoolies called in America?
I don't know that they have the same sort of. They've got spring break.
The time when you graduate high school and the holiday you take between high school college or university.
Spring break. Spring break.
Some teenage alien jerked off on spring break and weather result.
And the fucking alien Doc Brown of that planet gave him the space-time continuum lecture too, not to mess it up.
Yep.
But he had to go screw with it and buy the almanac anyway, didn't he?
He didn't care. He wasn't listening during camping orientation.
No. And now Biff is president, which is Donald Trump.
Yep.
And we're all fucked. Yeah, yeah. Thanks, horny teenage alien. Dear. Yeah.
Actually, that would be a good... Man, let's try and capitalize on that meme. Who bought the DeLorean that this guy is getting in president?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Who left? Yeah. Who took the almanac back instead of giving it to Biff, gave it to Trump?
Biff's president. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, we'll know in what? We'll know in what? 10 days? Something like that?
When is the American presidential election?
10 days? 11 days? He can't win. He can't. There's no way he can win.
I don't know. US election date.
Hang on, must be 10 days or so.
Tuesday, November 8th.
What's that? That's not 2 days' time, is it? That's a week away.
That's a week. A whole week and 2 days.
Right. Just enough time for the FBI to nail Hillary's ass because they're investigating her again.
Oh, what for this time?
Yeah. More emails.
What? Using Google again?
Probably. That chick should not be allowed to go near Gmail, that's for sure. Yeah, fucking hell.
Isn't there anyone else? Like they keep talking about, I'm going to vote for Trump just to not get Hillary in, but isn't there another option?
Well, it's a two-horse race. It's like our elections, you know. It's always a two-horse race, Republican or Democrat. Yeah. I'm sure there is some independent candidate. Yeah. But he doesn't figure. Yeah. That's all right. We're keeping you awake.
Sorry, yeah, we are.
Yeah, that's all right. Sorry.
What else is happening?
Can I tell you a story about how I met the most honest parent in the history of the world at the shopping centre yesterday?
Okay.
I'm walking out of the shops with my groceries, and I go past this SUV.
Yeah.
And this woman's, she's got her kids loaded in the car, and she's at the back, and she's putting her groceries in the car.
Yeah.
And she's trying to fold her pram up, and it must be, I don't know how prams work, right? She's trying to hit this button, and she's trying to fold the pram up, and it wouldn't fold up.
Right.
And she starts hitting it, and she's going, fuck. And I walk past, I walk right past her, talking about simulation theory, just to the point where she goes, fuck, I hate my life.
Oh.
She slams his pram. She looks at me, and I just give her this look like, holy shit. And she goes to me, don't have kids, whatever you do. Oh, bad day. Finally, an honest parent out there that isn't taking Pinterest photos going, just went to the shops, lols. It was hilarious. Poor woman, she just looked exhausted. She had two kids in the car. And she's just like, fuck, I hate my life. So, good decision then.
You know what? Too bad you weren't quick enough and go, well, your husband doesn't hate his. He's got his mistress.
Yeah, I should have. Yeah. Oh, God. Dear. It was funny. Most honest parent in the world.
Yeah.
Because none of them will ever admit it. You ask a parent, none of them will ever admit it. Each day's better than the next. Oh, my kid just vomited down my mouth.
So you want to get the one who just go, because some of them go, oh, you know, it has its ups and downs. You want someone to go, this is shit. Shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
This little asshole sucks.
Yeah. For the one, because I'm sure she was just having a moment, right?
Yeah.
But I want a parent who consistently says,
yeah,
I love my kid. Not going to say I don't love my kid, but I should never have done it. That's what I want.
No, you want to go, this one's a fucking little turd.
Yeah. Should have stopped at one. Yeah. That's what I'm after. That's what I'm after. Yeah, but no one ever will.
No.
Anyway, that's fine.
Well, you never know. I might.
You might what? Say you hate kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. What, are you pregnant?
No.
I am. Oh, I've been pregnant 35 years.
Well, stop eating Doritos.
Shnup.
That was that thing. Okay. That was that thing.
Oh, he's a jokester now.
Like that on Facebook about the palm oil and about hurting the orangutans or something.
Right, okay.
And I'm just fair enough. Yeah, but Doritos are yum.
Is that where the orange comes from for Doritos? Yeah, but I mean, most of those palm oil warriors, man.
That. Oh, that's awesome.
Dear. Doritos now with more orangutan. Most of those palm oil warriors, man, how many of them are hooking into a steak at night? I mean, sorry.
Yeah, that's true.
Fucking break. Why are the cows less precious?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Whatevs. Yeah. I don't care. I didn't know there was palm oil in Doritos. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Does that mean I have to stop eating them?
No.
Okay, good.
Just, good. I don't know, just offset your carbon footprint. Just throw some charcoal at a vegetarian or something, I don't know.
Myself, I thought you were going to say get an orangutan and raise it, which would be much more fun.
You could do that. Have a pet monkey.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
A worker monkey, Mojo. I found a corn chip that I think rivals the Dorito. Have I told you this?
What?
Have you had? Yeah. Come in here with your low rent corn chips, you fuckwit. Yeah, that's what you're thinking. Have you had Mission corn chips?
Yeah, man, we have Mission stuff all the time.
Right, okay. Yeah, you're not saying, I'm saying they're up there. They're up there.
Mission's definitely better for taco stuff, so sorry, El Del Paso, you lost badly to Mission.
Yeah.
But for corn chips, that's a tough call.
I don't know. I mean, the lime and chili ones, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm throwing those at you. Yeah, smoky barbecue.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh, I'm going to have to go do some sampling now.
Let's do a blind taste test for science.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
All right, how are we doing for time? We're almost there. Anything you want to throw in right at the end?
No, I'm Movembering this year.
Oh, okay. Yep. All right. Well, how would people support your Movember? Where do they go?
I don't give a fuck. They can, I don't know. Here, look, just hang throw on, hang money on. Out their window.
There you go. I'm just covering up my beard with my hand. There you go. I've already done Movember. I'm sorted.
Yeah, you got an awesome beard. Yeah. What are you going to... I guess you can't really clean shave and start again, can you?
No. Too far gone now.
No. How long is it now? I can't wait to see the video.
Oh, no. I trim it, man.
Okay.
I'm not going long because, yeah.
Right, okay. You're not going hobo?
Oh, no, it's... Yeah, I already push it at work at the moment. My boss is a couple of times like, oh, you still fucking haven't shaved. And I'm like, yeah.
Fuck him. He can't say that.
Shit. Yeah, I know.
It's 2016.
Yeah.
You can't say that anymore. Yeah. Do you just go to him, oh, you're still a fuckwit? You should say that to him.
Yeah, I do. Behind his back, quietly as he's walking away. Oh, actually, yesterday, work on Friday, he didn't want to go home. He occasionally doesn't want to go home because he hates his wife and kids. And so he hangs around at work and annoys me. Anyway.
Oh, I met his wife in a parking lot yesterday.
He was fucking around again yesterday, Friday afternoon. I'm like, I want to go. Come on. And I went outside and said, look, I'm going. Are you going? And he's like, yeah. He goes, oh, can you just give me a hand with this first? And he turned around, and as he turned around, I full-on pulled a face at him, and I was just like, ugh. Oh. He turned back around, and I was just like, fuck. I got away with it just, but he kind of like turned around and sort of looked like, were you? Like, I could tell his brain was like, what the fuck's
did
he up
just,
to?
Yeah.
Did he just? Nah. Whoa, nah. Yeah, I full-on, like, you can't see it now. I full-on was like this.
Right.
Yeah, so...
I can't wait to see. So he caught you like as the face was dissipating or mid face? Like how
kinda on the way out, so.
Right, okay, fair enough.
Might have looked like a bad yawn, I guess. That's the other two. Whenever I'm talking to him, he's so fucking boring, I just start yawning.
Yeah.
I can't help it now.
I've got a friend like that.
Yeah, because it's so boring. And then like he's sitting there and he goes, yes, man, you need to get some sleep. Whenever I'm talking to you, you're always yawning. I'm like, yeah. Yeah, that's why. I'm tired. Let's not concede the option that you're just
take the hint.
Boring as...
Yeah. What did he want you to do? Like, how long did it take, the job he wanted?
Like 2 minutes. It didn't have to be done at all. Not even left till Monday. Right. It was just something stupid. Just delayed
me. Right, okay. Fair enough.
Just because he didn't want
to go. And so what time does he normally leave in the afternoon? What's his normal exit time?
Depends.
Okay. Fair enough.
If his kids are behaving, his wife's not annoying him, he'll go at 3 p.m. if he's...
Right.
George, you know, he's annoyed. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
That's annoying. Anyway. Yeah. All right. Have you got anything you need to plug apart from your YouTube?
No.
That 3D print guy? Okay.
Ah, stop off Darren with an eye. Daily vlogs. Awesome.
I'm not. I'm plugging you because your channel's awesome. No, I'm not supporting you.
I'm not. No, we'll see about... I don't think about today's video is going to be any good, actually, so...
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'll be the judge of that.
All
I'll
right. Be the judge all of right.
that. Yeah. Right. So let the people decide.
Any more windscreen wiper action happening your way? I want to see some more swish wash. Swish wash. That should be your t-shirt.
I was going to. Swish swash, swish wash.
You got to incorporate it. You got to do something else like, I'm washing the dishes now. Swish wash, swish wash. Like, you got to just do it in all your videos.
Just keep doing it in every video? Yeah, yeah, okay, just, from just now on.
Come up with stuff that's swish wash. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, I can do mouthwash. I can do dishes. Yeah, I can clean the TV.
This is my washing machine. Look at the laundry going around. Swish wash.
Okay, I'll see if I can keep a week up of that.
All right.
I've got to edit actually. I've got a week of videos to get out before I go. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I got one to get out before today. Yeah.
Yeah, but mine are 30 seconds long, dude. Yeah, not even true, videos.
Yeah.
So
I got to. I'm struggling too. I really should shoot a couple of videos next week on my birthday, but
yeah,
I don't know, man. Yeah. Sitting on the couch with a bottle of scotch.
You'll be eating Doritos.
Yeah.
Have you got a game lined up or not?
No, I haven't.
Watch Netflix.
I'm thinking about maybe.
There's nothing out.
I might do Uncharted again, or maybe some more Witcher. I don't know.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. Or you could just go. How long is it since you've watched a trilogy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
You could do trilogy. Yeah.
True. Well, if I do... Yeah, I can't do trilogy anymore. I have to add Force Awakens.
Oh, Force Awakens. Yeah, that's true.
I gotta get me some birthday Ridley.
Maybe we should leave it there.
Okay.